Hello, this is Chris Farmer from CorporateCoachGroup.com. Welcome to today's podcast. The theme for this one is the seven people management skills. The seven people management skills. In order to improve your ability to get the best from other people, there are seven main categories of people management skills that you should constantly work to improve. Here are seven categories of people management skills. 1. Logical thought. 2. Emotional language. 3. Organization. 4. Grooming, manners and politeness. 5. Fairness. 6. Sales. 7. Role modeling. These seven people management skills can always be improved upon. I know that you can never be perfect, but attempting to perfect your performance will add real value to everyone around you, and therefore to yourself. Do you think you've already have these skills? Let's look closer at each one of the seven subsets. Here they are again. 1, logic. Remember, facts are impersonal. Facts are facts, irrespective of your knowledge, hopes, wishes, or fears. And because of that, thinking logically is your best method of ensuring that your thoughts and ideas are consistent with the facts. That is, logic is the best way to ensure your ideas are, indeed, true ideas. What are the three or four distinguishing characteristics that separate logical thought from all other types of thought? Here is a list to consider. Logical thought is purposeful. Logical thought is not reverie. It's not random pictures and imaginings. Logic is in full focus and is purposeful. 2. Non-contradictory. Logic does not allow you to make two contradictory statements or to say one thing but do the opposite. Logic is self-consistent, consistent with itself and consistent with the observed facts. Logic is structured. Logical thought is structured according to named principles. Logical thought is governed by the laws of thought, of which you should make a conscious study. Study Aristotelian formal logic, the laws of thought. Look it up. Logical thought is objective thought. Logic is free from personal gut feelings, mystic revelations, whims, prejudices, and fears. 2. Emotional language. We know that you should be able to think logically and ensure that your ideas make sense. But remember this phrase: being right is not enough. Being right is often not enough to persuade the others. So you should be able to appeal to logic and to emotions. Develop your sense of emotional language. It will help you to inspire and motivate others. Appealing also to the desires, hopes, wishes, and fears of others, i.e. to the non-logical element in people, can be a good way to add emotional power to your logical deductions. Remember that the two major human motivators are fear and desire. Appealing to both fear and desire can help your writing and speech become more impactful. So make that a study. 3. Organization. Nobody likes to work with disorganized systems. Indeed, life itself is organization. Death is brought on by the disorganization of the body systems. So in order to get the best from yourself and others, work incessantly on improving your systems. Plan ahead and build systems. Good systems can make one man as productive as three disorganized men. Remember, you're not paid for how hard you work. You are paid for how productive you are in the eyes of the marketplace. And therefore, you should build systems that make you more productive. 4. Grooming, manners and politeness. Because you have to deal with other human beings and because people do judge others by what they see and hear, then it makes good sense to refine your behaviors. Good grooming, kind and polite language will pay you big dividends. Coarse, thoughtless, and brutish language will cost you dearly. You may have heard of a famous book called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. My advice is, read it. In a nutshell, the book will tell you to 1. Have other people talk about themselves. 2. Don't condemn nor openly criticize others. 3. Try to make other people feel important. 4. Smile. 5. Fairness. Fairness might be defined simply as treating others the way you yourself would like to be treated. I define fairness as treating other people according to their individual merit, meaning, if a person does a good job, he merits praise and reward. If a person is lazy, dishonest, or abusive, then that person deserves condemnation and reprimand. Failure to treat people fairly means that you run the risk of creating a sense of injustice in the minds of others. And people hate injustice. People hate it when they see a dishonest, lazy, or violent person gain from being lazy, dishonest, or violent. And people hate it when the hard-working, honest, and cooperative person does not gain by being hard-working, cooperative, and honest. Make it your policy to reward good behavior, that's honest, hard-working, and cooperative, and make it your policy not to reward bad behavior, dishonesty, laziness, or abusiveness. 6. Sales. In the world of work, you must have customers, because without customers, you've got no business. And therefore, every business is fundamentally a sales organization. Or at least it should be. Even governments, assuming that you live in a democracy, have to sell their message to the voters. Your company too has to sell products and services. So you, as an individual, should see yourself as having to sell your ideas, knowledge, and personality. You must sell yourself to your employer, your customers, and even to your family. So learning improved sales skills is also a good idea. There is a book called How to Master the Art of Selling Anything by Tom Hopkins. My advice is, read it. 7. Role modeling. Role modeling is your ability to set a good example to the younger members of the team. We all need help, and a great way to find guidance is to find a role model. Let's assume that you are a person who is knowledgeable, honest, and hardworking. Then you might think of yourself as a role model for the younger members of the team. Teach others what you know. Show them the benefits of your experience. Keep others from repeating the same mistakes that you made when you were younger. Wouldn't that be wonderful? This is your challenge. Start right now and help as many others as you can to do the best job that they can. And if you do that, wouldn't you also gain something more valuable? Thank you. This is Chris from CorporatesCoachGroup.com signing out.